There are no mishaps, only happy accidents. Written by Sarah J. Read by God of Laundry Baskets,
Little Red Robin Hood,
Pezax,
and CC Rambles.
The further north they go, the colder it gets. It's nothing Aang isn't used to, but he also knows it can be dangerous if it gets too cold. Earlier today, a bending mishap had sent him and Katara both flying into the sea. Alone, this would have sent Aang into a panicked flashback to how he ended up 100 years into the future in the first place. Right now, though, he's more worried that Katara's shivering quite a bit.
"At least I can bend the water from our clothes,"
she said.
"But that doesn't do anything about the chill."
Sokka lectures them for a full 5 minutes about their recklessness and about how worried he was before bundling them in all three sleeping bags in front of a roaring fire.
"I'm going to go hunt us some seals so I can make you guys some soup. Stay put."
He leaves before Aang can remind him he's a vegetarian.
"I'll make sure he makes you a bowl without the meat,"
Katara assures him.
"I kind of owe you after I got us into this mess."
Aang shakes his head.
"You don't owe me a thing, Katara. Besides, it was my idea to try to make a whirlpool in the first place. So let's just say we both messed up."
She smiles, snuggling closer to him under the thick furs, and Aang's cheeks go warm. Katara's never shy about getting cozy with him, but every time she does, he falls for her a little harder.
"We'll have to work on our whirlpools in a nice little pond or lake next time. Or maybe in a rain puddle,"
she says.
"Or the laundry bucket,"
Aang adds, and they both laugh.
"You feeling any warmer?"
"A little,"
she says.
"But I'd feel even warmer if we could hold hands."
His heart skips a beat, and he gladly reaches for her. Her hand is still cold, but the moment it touches his, all he can feel is warm.
"Better?"
She smiles, pulling him closer with her free arm.
"Much."
The end.